The livestock session wasn't much of a Saturday night live session, I would say. It was a little on the discouraging side for the people that were in there. Of course, last couple sessions I've seen of Saturday Night Live, they're not so good anymore either. there was a fair amount of discouragement. I wrote down five kind of critical issues that I heard coming out of that session. Certainly economics is one that was on the minds of everybody in that room and spoken a lot about. As Rich Stegner said, the economics are brutal right now, absolutely brutal. And I think we need to keep that in mind. Producers are making some very difficult decisions. Kristen Hassenbrook from the Cattlemen talked in terms of identifying in her business these trigger points at which they might have to make difficult decisions. I think the cow-calf sector, maybe those trigger points can be pushed off a little bit further into the future. Maybe in the dairy and the swine industry, those trigger points for some people are coming to be very close at hand. The economics is certainly going to continue to be a fundamental part of the discussion within the livestock industry. Feed supplies was a big discussion topic. We heard a little bit about the restrictions on feed, the availability of feed, the opportunities within the beef cattle industry to use alternative feeds, the lack of opportunities that existed in the swine and the poultry industry. So feed supplies was another thing. I think it was on the radar screens of everyone that was in that room. After that, there were three issues, I would say, that were maybe on some of our screens, but not all of us. And I'll just mention them quickly. The resiliency or the lack of resiliency of some of our rural water supplies was discussed in our session, and I heard in other sessions, so we'll hear more about that. The ability of rural water supplies to supply livestock needs, fire service in rural areas, and so forth. Mental health issues within the livestock or in the farm and ranch community. People losing their livelihood, the challenges that are going to be ahead of us for families and for farmers that are dealing with those kind of issues. So I think we're going to need to be increasingly aware of that kind of a situation and the response we provide for that. The challenges for the livestock industry or for the cattle industry in particular in terms of the rangeland and the damage that's been done to the rangeland and the slow recovery of the rangeland from this year's drought and what could lie ahead if that continues. So those were some of the key issues. I had a fair amount of discussion on policy issue. I think the one theme was that, as we've heard over and over again, that the necessity of the Farm Bill is essential. We heard things, discussion items around the need to support young farmers that are getting caught in a crisis like this for the first time and their lack of resiliency for moving through a situation and how will we help them out. The need to help an older generation of farmers that's ready and farmers and ranchers that are ready to transition, and are we putting in place the policy that allows that transition to occur. The need for investments in rural water supplies was one suggestion from a policy perspective. The need for flexibility in the fuel standards for corn ethanol production was a discussion that was brought up, and I've heard it more outside the room than I heard it in the room today, but I think certainly things we'll need to hear more about.